So could you buy a house right now? Is your credit good enough to get a home loan? Do you have enough cash to get a down payment for the house with a little extra cash left over to pay the movers? Because nobody wants to do that themselves. And you're going to need some new curtains in the new house. If you have that capability, then guess what? You have the capability to become a franchise owner right now. Today on this episode of the Franchising 101 podcast series, we're going to tell you how that's possible. Ready? Here we go.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are again going to talk about the almighty dollar. We're going to talk about money. We've got to have it to be able to start a franchise, but how much do we need and how do we get it? There are two primary ways in which people fund their franchise. Last week, we learned about the ROBS program, and today we're going to discuss the very popular SBA loan options. To help us learn all about loan options, loan amounts, the eligibility requirements, timelines, and much, much more, we're very happy to have a franchise funding expert here to join us to walk us through everything. But before we dive into all of this, let's first tell you who we are. FranCoach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of our Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Okay, so that is a bit about who we are, but now let's get to the good stuff, which means we have a special guest joining us today. We have Miss Wendy Skemmer, and Wendy is the Senior Funding Consultant for Benetrends Financial. Wendy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you a little bit about Benetrends and myself and our SBA program.
I hope you're ready because we got a bunch of questions for you so we can learn all about what this SBA program is about. But first, who's Benetrends? Give us a little overview of Benetrends Financial.
Absolutely. So Benetrends has actually been around since 1983. We're a full-service retirement planning company and owned by a genius in the retirement industry, Leonard Fisher, who was an ERISA tax attorney, who pioneered one of the most creative funding programs in history, especially for funding a franchise, the ROBS program, where folks can utilize their retirement funds that are not tied to current employment for the purchase of their business without having to face tax and penalties. So it's tax deferred, penalty free. What we do here at Benetrends, aside from that, is help folks navigate through getting an SBA loan. A lot of consultants that are working with franchisees like yourself have utilized Benetrends since 1983 in helping folks achieve these funding goals. And Tim, I'm happy to walk you through, you know, what is SBA and all that good stuff. I'll follow your lead on your questions. But Benetrends is really here to help folks get a full view of funding options. But we do work with a pool of lenders and have a lot of good information to share with you on how that program helps folks today.
Awesome. Cool. What, and by the way, 1983, I was 1 year old. So I'm just pointing that out for in case you're wondering, and you were not born. So
at least I was in high school. I got to be.
Well, I was lying. So there's that. We definitely want to get an understanding of a range of loans, requirements, timelines, all that good stuff. But let's go to the basics. We talk about an SBA loan. What or who is the SBA?
Excuse me. That's such a great question. It comes up on a daily basis for me. A lot of folks will call and believe that the SBA is a bank and the SBA is lending money. So to start with, SBA stands for Small Business Administration. And it's a government body that helps banks bear the risk of small businesses opening up on a startup businesses, franchise, non-franchise. And what they do is they guarantee a portion of that outstanding balance to the lenders. So when you're working with Benetrends and we're helping you find a loan, we're working with SBA preferred lenders. And what that means is these lenders are getting a guarantee from the government and their government-backed loans. And it helps these banks feel more comfortable with folks who are new to business ownership and need assistance in funding.
And again, the backbone of the society, right, is that small business owner, and to know that you've got, again, kind of that preferred lending and makes the banks, that's why there's folks like us and you guys to help people find these to find the lending for it. So that's cool. So how much? So let's get down to brass tacks here. I need some money. How much can I get? What's kind of the range of possibilities from an SBA loan?
Folks are usually surprised to hear that SBA loans start traditionally at $50,000 and can go up to $5 million. So it's not necessarily the total project cost. Again, that's the loan size. So imagine that's a pretty significant size loan, a $5 million loan. If you are looking for smaller size loans under 150, the SBA does have a micro loan program right on their website. It's pretty straightforward. But so I've seen some folks get some assistance for $10,000, $15,000. But to go to an SBA lender or someone like Benetrends, you're starting at 50 and you're all the way up to 5 million.
Goodness gracious. Okay. And then there are kind of different levels as far as what's required for this, but talk a little bit about, I always kind of explain to people, this is a little bit like buying a house. You buy the house, you still have the down payment. You have to have some cash for that. You've got to, you know, have your own money to, you know, pay the movers and put up curtains at the new house or whatever you're going to do. And then you've got the loan for the rest. So a little similarities with this. So talk to us a little bit about what somebody might need from a cash standpoint, credit standpoint, to be eligible for a loan.
And great analogy. Just when we go to buy our house, we need to have equity in the house. We need to have skin in the game. It's the same exact thing in the lending world. So if it's a project that's over 150, you want to assume you need to put down anywhere from 20 to 30% non-borrowed funds. Now, usually 20% is going to satisfy the lender. In today's environment, some lenders want to see more. It depends on a case-by-case basis, but you want to plan for 20%. Now, there are some lenders, if you're looking for a smaller size loan, 150 and under, that will accept in some cases 10 to 15%. So that's a good little caveat if you are looking at a smaller loan. Doesn't mean it's necessarily a smaller project. But what the lenders want to see is that, again, depending on the size of the loan, 10 to 20% down, it's putting your equity in the business. So a lot of folks ask me, is that collateralized? How does that work? Am I giving the bank the money? Absolutely not. What's happening is you're investing just like the bank's going to invest their funds. So it might be that you paid the franchise fee or you started paying for a build out, whatever it might be, that constitutes your skin in the game. And then the lender lends you the rest. And just to go over terms, I know a lot of folks always want to know, well, how long am I going to be paying this loan? What kind of interest rates are there? Just to get, you know, brass tacks out of the way, you're usually looking at a 10-year term. If you are looking at a brand that has a shorter franchise agreement, 5, 7, 9 years, expect your term on your loan to match the term on that franchise agreement. What's exciting right now are the interest rates. As we all know, we're in an environment right now where interest rates are low. On an SBA loan, it's 2.75 over prime. Prime today is at 3.25. That means that your client is not going to pay more than 6% on any SBA loan. A lot of our lenders here at Benetrends are competitive, and we're seeing rates between 5.5% and 6%. There's no prepayment penalty, which I think is really important on these loans. So a lot of folks end up getting these loans paid off sooner than later. And then lastly, what I'd like to mention with just getting down to numbers is collateral. And this does come up a lot, collateral and post-closing liquidity. So those are two things that we normally didn't have to focus as much on, but these lenders want to make sure if your loan is over 150, usually that you have collateral to support the loan. case by case basis if it's dollar for dollar, and we work with you depending on the business. Are there business assets that can be collateralized? And then post closing liquidity. The bank wants to see that you're not depleting everything to get in this business. And Tim, I know you're going to be showing your clients businesses that they can afford and that are going to keep them in a safe economical place. But keep in mind that that lender does want to see after that loan is closed that they have that post-closing liquidity. They have that runway personally as they're getting their business up and running.
Because it is important to make sure that when you're starting the business, you can still eat on a daily basis. So you want to make sure you've got that. And let's be honest, the bank just wants to make sure you got the money to pay them back, right? So
exactly right.
You used a couple terms earlier talking about the difference between loan amount and project cost, right? So you could do a loan of, say, I'm going to start a franchise and it's going to be a $300,000 total investment, but I might only need a loan of 100 or 150 because I have the cash somewhere else, right? So whether it's using a ROBS program, it's maybe I just have the cash or whatever that might be. It doesn't always have to match, the loan amount doesn't have to match what that total investment is. So sometimes people could do this, right, as a standalone, as their only funding source, but it could be in combination with other things as well, correct?
Gosh, it's such a good point. Absolutely. So one, that 20% non-borrowed funds, you're right, could be from the ROBS program. But to your point even more, I have a lot of clients that say, I want to put down 50%. I'm going to use the ROBS or I'm going to do a security-backed line of credit. I have cash, whatever it might be. I only want to be in debt for 150 or less because I don't want to collateralize my house or I don't want to service that much debt. I don't need that much. So you're absolutely right. That 20% down that I mentioned or 10% down, those are minimum requirements. So I have a client that I spoke with last night. They're putting down $150,000 in your scenario for a $300,000 project and getting a $150,000 loan. Puts them in a great position. They're comfortable with the debt they're servicing. And also, they feel really comfortable paying that franchise fee up front and getting in early, knowing that that funding is going to take place.
Right. What about so let's talk about some of the requirements to get the loan. So from the liquidity, last time I checked my credit score, it's like 390. I think that's good enough for me to get a loan. Do I need to bump that up? What are we looking at from that standpoint?
And I was remiss to mention that, so thank you for bringing it up. The cutoff is technically 680. What I tell folks is if you're at the borderline of, you know, you're hovering around 680, your goal really should get it over 700 in this process. The banks don't want to see a foreclosure, short sale, or bankruptcy within the last decade. So you want to make sure that that's been dismissed. When you go under 700 or under 680, it does limit my ability. If you are under 680, I probably can't find you an SBA lender. However, if you find yourself in that case, we do have a lot of resources out there, not here particularly at Benetrends, but partner relationships that could help you get your credit where you need to be. But you want a good point of reference is 680 to 700, and you're usually going to be good to go as long as, you know, the meat of your credit report, you know, there's no outstanding problems.
Good. So part of what we do is we're working with clients and helping them find that best franchise match for them, but it's also sometimes the best funding match for them. Some people only have one option, and then there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you make it work. But sometimes people can. They could look at an SBA loan. They could look at a ROBS or home equity or a portfolio. There's all these different things, right? But with today we're talking about SBA. So talk a little bit about some of the benefits of going the SBA route, either as a standalone or maybe in addition to some other things.
Absolutely. So you know, the benefits of SBA right now in today's environment, one is that it's the lowest interest rate it's been in many, many, many years. Two is if loans are approved by the SBA by September 30th of 2021, the SBA is paying for your first full three payments, full forgiveness. It's basically free money. As well, in closing, the SBA is waiving their guarantee fee, which on loans could be anywhere from 1.7 to 3% of the loan amount. So it's really attractive right now because you're saving money. But regardless of that, what's attractive about it as well is there is no prepayment penalty. So you're getting in a position where you have a 10-year term, hopefully. You have plenty of time to get that paid off. But as you perform better than expected, you can also take advantage of getting that paid off. Another benefit with SBA is if you're a multi-unit owner or you want to be multi-unit, multi-territory, one is the SBA lenders will put the multi-territory together and you can purchase that is one package. If you're doing brick and mortar, they do one at a time, but they'll work with you to build that relationship to continue to help you fund number two, number three. And it's really nice to have that, especially with some of the brands that you've been showing, I'm sure. So another benefit about SBA, in my opinion, is that if you have, let's just say, retirement funds and you're thinking about using a ROBS, what's nice is I have a lot of folks who want to open up, you know, two at the same time or secure those additional units. The ability to be able to use the SBA with other funding tools does help you achieve those goals or maybe a larger project than you expected. If you said, what is negative about SBA? Because we always want to look at the pros and cons, to be fair. The one negative thing is that it does take a little bit more time than it has traditionally. So, you know, a lot of folks do a HELOC and they're funded in 30 days, and that's what they're used to. On an SBA loan right now, it is taking probably twice as long as traditionally. So whereas a non-brick and mortar loan might be complete start to finish in 30 to 45 days, now it's 60 days, maybe 75 days. If you're looking at brick and mortar, it could be 120, 150 days. So it's just taking a little bit longer. We work with you here at Benetrends. One of the benefits of working with us, as opposed to just going to Bank of America or Wells Fargo, is that we're going to work with you to manage that timing. Also, if one of your lenders in the 11th hour turns around and has any issue, changes their mind, asks for additional requirements, and you're not comfortable with that, benefit about working with Benetrends is we'll have another lender for you. So another, I guess, plus of the SBA is there's a nice pool of lenders. Of course, the larger size project, the more lenders there are.
Right. Awesome. No, good. And well, and thanks for, you know, doing my job of asking about the negatives too. So, because it is, and I don't know if it's negative, it's just as they say, it's a what so, right? It's just, it is a little bit longer, but there's still, in many cases, because you've had that cash injection, you've got the franchise agreement signed, you're still working towards getting your business open. It's not like you're sitting there doing nothing. You've got the, you know, if it's non-retail, you're going through all the pre-training and probably in-person training and really launching your marketing with kind of that coming soon mentality, and trying to time the open around when that loan hits. And if it's the retail, well, you're working on finding the location and the build out and all of those things. Anyway, that's not a quick process. But again, there's some timing of that works really well. But that, I think that's the other thing. Again, why Benetrends versus me just going to talk to, well, you know, I know my friend Bob at Bob Savings and Loan. All Bob has is what Bob has, and Bob doesn't do this all day long. And they don't have multiple lenders. They're not working with this all day long. At Benetrends, this is all you guys do, is help people find the best funding option so they can start their business. And it's not just one place you're going to. You're doing the same thing as we're doing. You're helping them find the best funding option for them and helping them navigate that process. So, which is very cool.
Absolutely. And you want to think about different banks have different flavors. So certain banks love food and beverage. Certain banks don't. You won't necessarily know that from your view as a consumer going into a bank thinking, oh, I know, you know, Chase has a small business program, as well as you don't know, you know, where their portfolio is in that time of year. As we're approaching the end of the fiscal year for the SBA, which is September, certain banks fill up certain buckets. So we have that insight to know, okay, well, we know right now Wells Fargo isn't doing food and beverage. So we're not going to even waste that time. We're going to go directly to the lender over here. We know Dogwood and United Midwest loves food and beverage, and they don't have a lot in their portfolio. So we really help match you with that right lender. But even more importantly, before you get to the lender, we make sure that loan package is signed, sealed, and delivered to its best ability. I've seen folks come to me and say, I went to the bank and I was turned down in the 11th hour. So let me see your business plan. And, you know, they're showing projections that we would know at Benetrend's first sight that this wouldn't go through the SBA. So we would be able to help the client adjust. Also, the relationships that we have with our consultants and our franchisors put us in a position that we really understand timing and what you really need as a client from your consultants. And then we really understand the franchisor and what it takes to build that business plan or what it takes to show to the lender to get that loan approved. So it really is additional guidance and handholding. But then also in that 11th hour, if for whatever reason a lender falls out, we know, okay, well, we have these other, you know, pool of lenders that we could turn around and show your package to and hopefully get a successful reaction there.
And it's that partnership, right? From basically everybody in the franchising industry has. And you talk about some of those things behind the scenes, funding wise, people that are looking at becoming a franchise owner for the first time, there's no access to know which of those banks are going to do which type of loans. I've done this for a long time on this side. I don't know all of that. I'm smart enough to know you're the expert. And when people need to look at funding options, that's your gig in that. Helping them find the best franchise loan, that's our gig, right?
Helping
you be successful owner is the franchisor's gig, right? So I think that's the huge piece of this. Again, this is what you guys do. We have the relationships with the banks and with the franchisors to help make sure not only you're finding the right option for people, but that it's actually getting approved and not, because there is nothing worse than being all the way to the end of that. And then the bank comes back and says, oops, sorry, this isn't going to work. Right. So
absolutely. The worst conversation you want to have.
Yeah. Without question. So this is awesome stuff, Wendy. Thanks so much. I guess maybe one last thing, and we want to be respectful of your time and again, appreciate you joining us today, but what else would you want us to know that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
A couple things that come up frequently, especially today in this environment we find ourselves in. Can I get an SBA loan if I'm unemployed? Yes. You need to make sure that you have the reserves, and we'll do a financial analysis here and figure out what do we need to compensate for the fact that you're not employed. Is there other revenue coming? Is there other income coming in the house? Things of that nature. If not, does that still mean you can't get a loan? It does not. We are able to get folks funded that are unemployed. So I think that's really important. A lot of these lenders recognize that this new business is going to be not only a company that you're buying, but also your job, and that you're going to be employed upon buying this business. Another question that comes up is, if I don't have real estate and I need to have collateral, will the bank accept something besides real estate? And it's important to note, yes, we'll work with you to discover and with your particular financial situation, what can be used for collateral and help you come up with a strategy that makes sense and you're comfortable with. And then lastly, is there a preference to what's like, do I have to have an S corp? Do I have to have an LLC or a C corp? Does the SBA lender care? And the SBA lender will want you to have a corporate entity. Of course, if you're using other funding options, that might dictate what you need. As you know, Tim, if they're doing a ROBS, they need to be a C corporation. To that lender, know that whether you're a C corp, an S corp, or an LLC, it's pretty much irrelevant. What's important is that you have that federal ID number. And we can help you figure out, along with your CPA, if necessary, what would be the best corporate structure for you.
So much to think about with this. And again, why we're so happy to have partners in the financial world like Benetrends and Wendy. So Wendy, thank you so much, my gosh, for joining us today and giving us all the knowledge about Benetrends and the SBA program. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Awesome. And thanks for everybody else for joining us for another episode of the Franchising 101 podcast series. hopefully this will help enlighten those interested in franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. If you enjoy the podcast, please be sure to subscribe so you can catch all of our new episodes as they come out. And if you'd ever like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner, then click the link in your podcast window or find us online at francoach.net. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Stay safe, and we hope to talk soon.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.